is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Swimming, like reading and writing, is among the essential skills that the French government has pledged to make available to all of its citizens since the end of the 19th century, and now signals a sign of poverty. More than 30 million people, American students, are fed as part of the National School Lunch Program. By all accounts, lunches are now better than they've ever been. Cooking from scratch is on the rise, salad bars have been added to tens of thousands of schools, and a federally supported farm-to-school program is operating in 42,500 schools. In Britain, membership in National Action, a far-right group known for racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic views, is a criminal offense punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Brazil is now investigating the head of their own Olympic Committee to determine whether there were bribes involved in their winning bid for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, supported by companies hoping to land windfall contracts for construction. In a concern over human rights, Beijing has not allowed a visit by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights since 2005 and continues to delay 15 requests for visits by special rapporteurs working on political and civil rights issues. European Court of Justice has ruled that companies can monitor their employees' email if they are notified in advance. Judges also urge European governments to establish safeguards against abuse and forms of monitoring that would not infringe on employees' privacy. Polls indicate a broadening divide among American people extending way past politics. Democrats are twice as likely to say they never go to church as Republicans. They are eight times as likely to favor action on climate change. One-third of Republicans say they support the National Rifle Association, while just 4% of Democrats do. Verified Fan, developed by Ticketmaster, is an effort to keep tickets available for fans rather than allowing computer bots to buy them in bulk for scalping. Fewer than 3% of tickets sold via Verified Fan for a recent Bruce Springsteen show hit the secondary market. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.